Blog Talk Radio.
Elder Angela Glory is coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our victory in Christ Jesus. So I need you to go grab your pen, your paper, and your Bible, and let's get to it. And while you're doing that, amen, we want to continue to pray for our sisters and brothers around the world, amen. I know I'm a firm believer that it's one body. Like the Bible says in Ephesians, one body, amen. And we're all connected. We're all part of one. We're all under the head of Jesus Christ. So I ask that you just pray for one another. Our sisters and brothers in India who were going through a terrible flood, amen. Our sisters and brothers all across the world, amen. So by this time, I'm pretty sure you have your pen, your paper, and your Bible, amen. And we're going to get to it, amen. And we also want to remind you, you can reach out to us on Facebook. You can send us a message. You can also email us at perfectinglovemissions@gmail.com. You can also leave comments and questions, amen, on our Facebook page, Perfecting Love Outreach Ministries, amen. So by now, you should have the pen and paper. And let's start off with the prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship your name in the beauty of holiness. This truly is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We thank and praise you for this opportunity to come together once again, Lord God, and break down the word of God. Get into your presence, Lord God, that we may know who you are. So we may know you in the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your suffering, Lord God. So we just thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus that are listening, Lord God. Bless them in a special way. Heal them in a special way, Lord God. Deliver them, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. We thank and praise you. We thank and honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. I know it's been a while since we've been together, amen. But as we start off with a quick synopsis of what we talked about last time we were together. So the last time we were together, we talked about heart conditions. And there were six different heart conditions that we talked about, understanding that people, their behavior is just a symptom of their heart. And so God was showing us how to recognize what's in a person's heart so we won't misconstrue their behavior. Sometimes most people are either wounded or broken, amen, and we think that they're mad or they're evil or they are bitter, but we see that their heart conditions can be improved with the word of God. It can be improved with the love of God. And even we found out the heart condition that God wants us to have, which is a mushy heart and a merry heart, which keeps joy in the inside, and it's the joy that comes from the Lord. Amen? So if you want to listen to that message or that teaching in its entirety, you can go back to Blog Talk Radio, look for Perfecting Love Missions or Ministries. Amen? Go in there, listen to that. I'm pretty sure it's going to bless you. But on today, we want to get into the fruit of the Spirit. And what I want to do on today is get a background. We're going to go through each one of the fruit of the Spirit in its own individual teaching. But on today, I want to go to like an introduction of the fruit of the Spirit because I hear people talk about it all the time, but no one can tell me what it is. So us here at Truth Finders, you know, we like to dig into the truth, amen? So we're going to get right into it. So if you have your Bible, I need you to turn over to Galatians. The book of Galatians for my new saints is in the New Testament. The book of Galatians, chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 22 and 23. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, we're going to read verses 22 and 23, and it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law." And so when we look at the fruit of the Spirit, people say to yourself, what is the fruit of the Spirit? When we look at the fruit of the Spirit, this is produced in God's children as they allow the Spirit to direct and influence their lives, that they destroy sin's power, especially the acts of the sinful nature and walking in fellowship. When we look at the fruit of the Spirit, we're looking at the characteristics of God, that when Jesus came, because now we're Christians, right, and we profess to be Christ-like, we're growing, we're being developed to look like Christ, amen. We're developing to have the attributes of Christ. And so when we look at the fruit of the Spirit, those are God's attributes that God is trying to develop in us. As we looked at here, what we just read, he said the last part, against such there is no law. No one, the difference between the fruit of the Spirit that we have and the law that the Jews in the Old Testament had is they tried to stick with the law or do things that they could never do. They could, you know, it was over 300, 400 laws in the Old Testament. And no matter how hard they try, they would never measure up or they would never be able to do them all. But as we move into the New Testament, the new dispensation, and we move into grace and mercy and us who are Holy Ghost filled, there is a characteristic of God that the Holy Spirit develops in us that we look like Christ. We look like our God, our Maker. Amen. And so when we look at the fruit of the Spirit, we're looking at our character building. You know, those who are in the Midwest, especially Chicago, you know, we have horrible weather here. In the morning, it could be sunny at 90 degrees, and in the evening, it could be 32 degrees. And so we always, the newscaster always get on the radio and say, well, this is a character builder today. And so that's what God is doing. When we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, he's building your character in him. Let's look at Romans. I want you to take a look at Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 14. Just flip over there, amen. And like I said again, for my new saints, we're in the Old Testament. In the New Testament. A couple of books back from Galatians, amen. We're going to Romans chapter 8. Now, Romans chapter 8 is a powerful, powerful, the whole entire chapter is very powerful concerning the word of God, who God is making us into. But we're going to read from Romans chapter 8, verses 5 down to 14. And it says, for they that are after the flesh do not mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal-minded is death, but to be spiritually-minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is an enmity or enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but the Spirit. And if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, Holy Ghost filled believers, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, make alive your mortal body by the Spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to live after the flesh. But if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify, kill the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that's the most important part. Apostle Paul was trying to let us know, when we are trying to follow after the Spirit, when our mind and heart is set, that's why he talked about the carnal mind, is death. You can't get anything from God. But when you're seeking after God spiritually, amen, and you're a spirit-filled believer, and when we look at the fruit of the Spirit, and it's not fruit with an S, but it's one fruit. It's one of the Spirit. We see that God is developing our character. And the only way he could do that is spiritually, because the natural man, that's what we just read, Apostle Paul said, can't receive anything from God. A carnal man won't understand anything from God. That's why you can look back before you got Holy Ghost filled or before you got a believer. You read the word of God and it made no sense to you. But now you can pick up the word of God being a Holy Ghost filled believer, and you understand it line upon line and precept upon precept. And so Apostle Paul was telling us, a carnal man can't understand anything. But when we have when we mind the Spirit, as we get spirit filled, as God is building us up, he wants to get us to a place where the the flesh is no longer in control. Our old man, the flesh man, is dying. And the spirit man, creating the likeness of image of God that he created us in the, hallelujah, as he created us in the garden, is what's being developed. That's what's growing. That's what's being strengthened. That's what's coming forth. And so when we look at, hallelujah, the fruit of the spirit, because I want to bring it back. I don't want to get too far off. We're looking at God building our spiritual characteristics. He's making us, like Christ said, into likeness and image of him. Let's turn over to Ephesians, because we're just dealing with the background of the fruit of the Spirit. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Let's look at Ephesians. Let's go over to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 through 19. We're just building up here. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to look at 17 and 18. And it says, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that he being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. Amen. And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fruit of God. So when we look at the fullness of God, when we look at, hallelujah, what the fruit of the Spirit are, it's God trying to get the fullness of God in us. He's trying to let God arise in us and the enemy, the adversary, the devil be scattered. We know that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And before Christ came, we were dead in sin. But when Christ came, he made us alive. When we talk about being reborn, regenerated, we're becoming new creatures. Old things are being passed away. The old man, the one that's earthly and sensual and fleshly, is going away. And the spirit man that looks like your God, the spirit man that looks like Christ Jesus, amen, that's what's being built up, and that's what's coming forth. And so when we understand why is it important for us to build the fruit of our spirit? Well, one is to have the inner being strengthened by the spirit. It's to have our feelings, thoughts, and purpose placed more and more under his influence and direction. As we build on those fruit, on those building blocks of the characteristics of God, you'll find that you'll start to be strengthened in God. Those things that bother you just won't bother you anymore. As long as you're building those nine parts of that fruit, you'll see that you'll start to be strengthened. You'll be stronger. Your purpose will come forth. Everything you need to come forth. Number two, we're talking about why is it important. Amen. When we said earlier, to have the inner being, and I'm going to say it again, to have the inner being strengthened by the Spirit is to have our feelings, thoughts, and purpose placed more and more under his influence and direction, his influence, so that the Spirit can manifest power through us in a greater measure. The more of the fruit of God's Spirit that's built in you, the more power you will see working in your life. You, like I said before, we're coming like Jesus. He said to us, greater works will you do. How do we get to those greater works? Our spirit man has to be in the fullness of God. We have to be full of him, amen. And he showed us how to get full of him, as he talked about in Ephesians, by building on these nine building blocks to get you strengthened. He said so that the spirit can manifest power through us. The only way for God to move heaven on earth is through us, our prayers, the Holy Spirit that's living in the inside of us. We have part of our God living on the inside. We have dunamis power. That's untold of power, power that can move anything. When we look at dunamis power, it will create the very earth. God spoke into existence and the Holy Spirit moved. And so now that very same spirit that created the heavens and the earth, the very same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, that very same spirit is down in the inside of you. And so God says he wants you to build those blocks up so you can look more like him. So the purpose, and he said, well, why is the purpose of his strengthening is? For one, the purpose of his strengthening is that Christ may establish his presence in our hearts. We need to have Jesus in our hearts. Number two, it says that we may be grounded in sincere love for God, Christ, and others. When we look at this, we understand. I know a lot of times people say, well, I don't want to go to church because people are hypocrites. No, people are not living it out. The reason that those people can't live out like Christ or look like Christ because they've never come into the fullness of who Christ is. They're learning to do the work. They're learning how to try to follow the footsteps. They're learning how to check off the boxes. But God is trying to explain to us through the fruit of the Spirit that those things, there's no law. There's no checkbook for that. You have to, this has, either it's in you or it's not. It has to be built into you or not. And so like we said earlier, that Christ may establish his presence in our hearts. That for you to look like Christ, he has to have a presence in your heart. Your heart has to be transformed. Your mind has to be transformed. Only happens as you build up those fruit, those things that look like him. He said, number two, that we may be grounded in sincere love for God, Christ, and others. When you don't have the fullness of God in your heart, you can't entreat people like Christ would entreat them. You can't give them what he gave you because you don't really understand what he gave you. And so you can't give love if you don't receive love. And we read in 1 John that he says, love is God. Jesus is love. And love, you know, we read throughout the Bible, it covers a multitude of sins. It's the love of God that saved us. It's the love of God that heals us. It's the love of God that sets us free. And so God wants to put that same power in you for others. But we have to strengthen it through the fruit of the Spirit. Number four, we talk about the purpose of this strengthening is. Number three, I'm sorry, it says that we may comprehend with our minds and experience in our lives Christ's love for us. How can you tell someone of Christ if you really don't know Christ? A lot of times I always use that analogy that people say, do you know Michael Jordan? And you say, yeah, I know Michael Jordan. You say, no, you don't know him. You haven't went to his house. You have not supped with him. You have not talked to him on the phone. You know of Michael Jordan, but you don't know him personally. And that's the same thing that happens when we come to the body of Christ. We hear about Christ. We hear about those great things that he has done for others. And we're told if we go to the household of faith, that's serving Christ. But God said, no. What I want you to know me wholeheartedly. And when we look at number three, it says that we may comprehend. Because most of the time we have to comprehend in our minds and experience our lives, Christ's love for us. You have to truly understand what Christ has done for us. You know, a lot of times when people witness it, that you need to be born again. Okay, what does that mean? Amen. How does that look like? You know, people are trying their best to do, and God is like, you don't have to try to do, just be. Love me. Know me. Like we read in Romans 10 and 9, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus Christ died, and the third day he rose and he did it for you because he loves you so much, when your mind comprehends that, your life changes. When you find out that you serve a God, hallelujah, that sent his only begotten son, amen, to die for you, even when you didn't deserve it or didn't ever understand it, but he did it for you just because he loves you that much. And so when you comprehend that with your mind, you experience his love in a greater way. And as that love is being oozed out of you and experienced in a greater way, you can give that love to others that they may see Christ in them. Some people may never know Christ, but they see Christ in you. And that draws them to Christ to want to know him and get to know him. And so we're still talking about the purpose of the strengthening in the fruit of the Spirit. Number four, we said that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. We talked about that earlier, the fullness of God. We have to understand that a lot of times, and the Holy Spirit told me this a couple of weeks ago, you know how in Revelation he said, when he was talking to the church, and he said, I'd rather you be cold or hot, but I don't want you to be lukewarm, or I'll spew you out. But there's a place in there that we need to talk about is between the lukewarm and the hot. There's a middle point there where we're in a slow burn. We love Christ. We're not going to go back. We're not going to deny him. But we're going to try to do the little things every single day to make sure that we're still in right standings with God. But here's the thing. God knows your heart. We're not dealing with the law. We're not dealing with a checklist. We're not dealing with doing stuff. Because no work can get you into heaven. No work can get you to God. Amen. It is the Spirit of God in your heart's condition. And so God wants to fill you so much with his Spirit, because what we're doing, we're always sin conscious. Did I do this right? Did I do this? But God doesn't want you to live like that. That's not living an abundant life. Christ said, I came that you may have life and you may have it more abundantly. That's not living an abundant life. Did I do this right? Did I do this wrong? He said, no. Be in the full, let my spirit be the fullness in you, to be your God, and we be his people. He wants our life to be, I'm not saying life will be easy, but it won't be hard. He wants to lead you and guide you and talk to you and give you strategy and wisdom and revelation in every area of your life. And that only happens when he has fullness in you. Because when he has the fullness in you, he can talk to you. He can sup with you. He can guide you. He can direct you. He can heal you. He can deliver you from them things that's not of him, and he sets you free. And who the Son set free, we read, was free indeed. And so there's a place where God wants to fill you up with his spirit, soul. He wants to get you, your spirit man, so strengthened that you understand that this place is not your home. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. That we're preparing for a better place, a place where we're with our God. And he's stepping with us. We're like Adam was in the garden. We're stepping with our God, and we're talking to him, and we're eating, and we're laboring with him. When we look at the purpose of the fruit of the Spirit, I don't want, you know, because I've known people teaching, you need to do this. No, you can't do this on your own. This is nothing you can do. Only the Holy Spirit can do this in you as you grow in him. And so we were talking about the purpose of the strengthening of the fruit of the Spirit. It says that God's presence may be so filled in us that we reflect from our innermost being the character, like I said earlier, the character and statues that belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. When we say we're Christians, we want to look like him. A lot of times we make it seem to people that it's impossible. But it's not impossible because we're filled with the same spirit that he had. And so the fruit of the Spirit is truth. The fruit of the Spirit is truth. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5. And we're in Ephesians. Let's flip over to chapter 5, and we're going to look at verse 9 and 10. And it says here, proven that is acceptable unto the Lord. Proven what is acceptable to the Lord. It says, for the fruit of the Spirit, and number 9 says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Proven what is acceptable to the Lord. So you want to know, how do I please God? Because I hear people ask that, I want to just know how to please God. You please God by walking in the Spirit. How do I walk in the Spirit? As I develop the fruit, I get Holy Ghost filled. I read my word of God. I let him build them up. I let him, according to Romans, be transformed by the renewing of my mind as I read the word of God. I draw nigh unto him. Now my fleshly, earthly man is dying daily, and my spirit man is being filled up. My spirit man is growing. It's coming closer to God. And that's how we know the fruit of the Spirit is truth, the truth of God just growing up in you. It's rising up in you. It's developing who you are. So your question now to me is, well, what is the fruit of the Spirit? We read it in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But you're saying to myself, you know, Elder, give it to me like, you know, so lowest common denominator, give it to me LCD, give it to me those areas where I could just say, okay, I know what they are. And so we're going to go back and talk about each and every one of these fruits. But for now, I'm going to give you the 9 fruit of the Spirit. If you have a pen and paper, write these down. Number 1 is love. That's the first part of that fruit of the Spirit. And it's caring without seeking personal gain. Love. Caring without seeking personal gain. Number 2, joy. And that's gladness based on love of God. Number 3, peace. Peace is quietness of the heart and mind. And, you know, I don't know if you're like me, but peace, oh, my God, I'd rather have peace than money. I'd rather have peace than anything else, amen, because it's a hard pill to swallow when you don't have peace. Number 4 is patience. That means long-suffering. Number 5 is kindness, not wanting to cause harm to others. Number 6 is goodness, zeal for the truth and righteousness. You just want the truth and righteousness to go forth. Number 7 is faithfulness, firm and unwavering loyalty to God. That's what faithfulness is. It's a firm and unwavering loyalty. It's a faithfulness. It's a spirit where, you know, you're loyal. Your word is your word. Your word is bond. If you say you're going to do it, you will do it. And people know that you're a woman, a man, a God, that you're going to do exactly what you said you're going to do. That's part of God's fruit, because every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God doesn't return unto him void. It accomplished every single thing he set it out to do. And so since that's the case with him, that's how he wants us to be. That's what faithfulness is. That's number seven. Number eight is gentleness. Gentleness is restrained, coupled with strength and courage. Sometimes we think gentleness is being a punk or being walked over, but that's not gentleness. It's restrained, coupled with strength and courage. I can defeat you. I can come back against you. I can defend myself, but I choose not to, because I have the Spirit of God in me, and I'm going to let him handle it. Amen? That's gentleness. And number nine is self-control, and that's mastering one's own desire and passion. And those are the nine fruit of the Spirit. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to go through those in depth. So you will know what you're building. What's your foundation? What are you building on? It's not what you do. Hallelujah. What you do is become your action, because your heart, your behavior is the aroma of your heart. And so as God is building your heart, as he's drawing you nigh to you, as you're starting to see more of him and starting to look more like him, he's going to develop these nine fruit in your life. It says there are no restrictions to the lifestyle indicated here. We must practice these virtues over and over again. This is not a one-time thing. Oh, I got it. I got the fruit. No. You release daily. Every day, God's working on your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, your kindness, your goodness, your faithfulness, your greatness, your gratefulness, your gentleness, and your self-control. Every single day, you're walking those things out. God is, hallelujah, he's building you up in those areas so you can look more like him. And you're going to find, as you get towards God, some of these areas are going to become easy for you. Some of them are always going to be a struggle for you, but yet you're still striving to prove those things. They will never discover a law prohibiting them from living according to this principle. No matter what laws are put in place, no matter what somebody writes down, no matter what religion tries to tell you what to do, understand this. There's no law that can make you look like God. Only God can make you look like God. Amen. And so I hope you, I admonish you to stay with us as in the next couple of weeks. We're going to start off next week with the fruit of love. Amen. We're going to break it down all the way down. Amen. What it is and what it's not. And we're going to go through all nine of the fruits, so you may know the building blocks when you're working to look like Jesus Christ, your Lord and Maker. Amen. Well, God bless you all, fellow Truth Finders. I thank you all for joining us on today on Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to share this with a friend. Amen. You might not be able to minister to them, but sometimes, you know, just the word of God, just hearing it from someone else sometimes to confirm things that you're already telling them will get them to the place where they will hear Christ calling them. They will hear God calling them and come on in. Amen. So listen, like I said before, you can email us. You can always go on and send us a message. Amen. And I want you to remember this as we get out of here on Stay Makes You Free. God bless you and continue to have an awesome and awesome day.